always going on about this leather jacket that he'd once had, that that he'd sort of he'd either left it at his mum and dad's house, or he'd like, or he'd lost it sort of in a move. But he was like this, like this coat had sort of taken on the kind of patina of folklore.
This is like Riley. He was always going on about some leather jacket that he like left at a nightclub or something, and he'd never been able to find the same one again.
Yeah, it's like was a very, very similar.
Men form deep attachments to their leather jackets, it seems.
But then what ended up happening, and because he had, there was a whole thing about he and his best friend had like matching leather jackets, and I was like, that's extremely gay. fine, that's not an issue for me. Yeah. It's clearly
it's
issue
like
for
it's
you.
Like Top Gun. Everyone's got a matching leather jacket.
Everyone's got a matching leather jacket, and
or super bikes.
His parents moved house and were doing a big like kind of clear out, and they found the jacket that had been like that had been kind of spirited out to the loft or something, and sort of in the period of time since he left home, and so he got the call saying they found the jacket, and he was like, honestly, is this like fucking Howard Carter in response to like they found the jacket, this is amazing, I must get down there to collect the jacket. He comes back with the jacket is a fucking burgundy leather blazer. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
And I was like, what the fuck
is that? And I was like, you both have them. And he was like, it's like, no, his is brown. And I was like, no, that's no better. And he like wore this like burgundy leather blazer.
So it's something one of the minor older Sopranos enforcers would wear. Like a guy in his 50s or 60s who still beats people up for Tony Soprano.
Well, it was more like a kind of like a Sweeney jacket.
Right, yeah.
If you can, but like worn with his normal clothes. Like his normal early 2010s.
Like how burgundy are we talking? Could this be like a sort of West Ham firm older guy jacket?
Tom, you're being very generous here. No, it was...
Oh, no, that wasn't meant as generous, don't worry.
This was very kind of like in the dark, you could probably have got around with like, that's oxblood. That's not even burgundy, that's oxblood. But as soon as like even like a beam of sunshine shone on it, it was berry coloured, just sort of gleaming berry coloured. And also it was a fucking leather blazer, and no amount of teasing could dissuade him from the leather blazer.
I've gone down a rabbit hole now of just looking up images of the Sweeney to try and capture the image of this man, and I am captivated by this image of the two guys in the Sweeney in their little car, and it just reminds you how small cars used to be, and it now looks ridiculous. Hang on. Show us this picture. I'm gonna send this to you. I was trying to find a good link. It genuinely looks like the parody Simpsons bit, like this is the largest automobile I could afford.
It's so small. That's so cute. They're both kind of hunched over. How many clowns do you think they've got like hidden in the back?
Yeah. Like the car is neither wide enough nor tall enough for the men who are inside. And it's also like a sort of what color would you call that? It's not like a mint green. It's a richer green.
That's like a Charlie Chalk green.
That's a pea green.
Yeah,
I'd call it.
Isn't it funny how when we what we call mint green isn't the color that mint is? Like, as the owner of a mint plant, mint is much closer to the color of that car than it is to like the what we call mint green, which is like a sort of very pale green.
I feel like there are just too many plants that are the actual colour of mint.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. Yeah, because mint green, I would say, is the colour of like a peppermint cream, mint ice cream, so on and so forth.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's the addition of dairy that creates the colour mint.
Yeah, it should be called mint and dairy green. Mint and milk green is what it should be called.
Yeah. Mint flavoured Milky Bar type scenario.
Ooh, that sounds quite nice. I know you don't like mint chocolate because you've got something the matter with you, but like,
I don't care for mint.
To me, that sounds good. Yeah, no amount of teasing could persuade him out of the leather jacket, including on one particular day when he went out in the jacket without anything underneath it.
What? Like Winnie the Pooh? Yeah.
No. He was wearing like some jeans and shoes.
Okay.
But he wasn't wearing any kind of t-shirt, shirt, jumper, whatever.
So was he the kind of guy who would go out wearing other jackets with nothing underneath? Or was this one?
It was just the leather jacket.
The feeling of leather on the skin.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was really, really weird. Like, to the extent that it looked like he had just forgotten to put on his top. It was what it was like is remember in like the very, very early aughts, there was like a sort of brief period of time when the girlies went to the club in a suit jacket over a bra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was just something that we did.
Yeah. Yeah, like, sort of, probably an Alexa Chung started it type phenomenon.
No. This is pre Alexa Chung. Ooh, I'd say. Okay. This is much more like porn Hillary Clinton. I'd say
porn Hillary Clinton. I mean, first of all, stop reading out my search history.
Yeah, like it was. It was much more like kind of like Saucy Liz from HR. Than Alexa Chung, because Alexa Chung
I'm a big fan of Saucy Liz from HR.
Yeah, we love Saucy Liz.
She keeps the atmosphere a bit nicer around the White House.
It was like, because you know, it was never like, because like Alexa Chung, like she had the big blazers, but she was never like, oh, fitted blazer. Oh, is that a little bit of bra? Like that's not the Chung vibe. I don't think. It was much, yeah, this was much like,
the Chung vibe.
This was much more suburban saucy, I would say, the suit jacket over the suit jacket over the bra in the club. Like you'd gone for a job interview and you want to very much sort of take the outfit from day to night.
You'd gone for a job interview at the Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be fun if the requirements for that were you have to turn up in a suit. But then you have to end the interview in your pants in like a seamless to sort of, it's the interview and the test all in one.
Smash cut to Milo at Spearmint Rhino telling an uninterested dancer. So the interesting thing is how would you envisage a Spearmint Rhino? Is it green or is it pale green?
doesn't make any sense.
So it's the addition of dairy to the rhino, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's a milk rhino.
Could you milk a rhino? Don't answer that.
Yeah, so it was like a kind of male version of that. But that wasn't like his vibe at all. Like he wasn't a kind of why not? Like he was a very, very ordinary, like, no, you can't do that, that's gay kind of man.
Mm.
But for some reason, something prompted him to feel the leather against his skin.
Do you think he was just in such a hurry to put the jacket on, he did actually forget that he wasn't yet wearing a
t-shirt? He was just going to the pub. He wasn't even going like out.
The pub?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's chaotic. Although, to be fair, that is in and of itself, like, it's like an evolutionary process. Like, if you go to the pub wearing a leather jacket with nothing underneath, as long as you've gone to a normal-ish pub, you won't make the mistake of doing that again. It's like it's a self-resolving issue.
Yeah, no. In all fairness, he didn't do it again. He didn't.
Yeah, he was probably.
he did learn from his.
He was subject to some cutting badinage from men at the bar.
Much like the badinage that Puddy received from. receives from Elaine. Yeah, she's horrified. They're all going to this party.
Yeah.
Held by somebody they know called Joe Mayo, which Kramer later observes sounds like it's made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, have we encountered Joe Mayo before?
We have not. No. This is. Okay. I don't think we ever see him again either.
Joe Mayo from County Meath. Yeah.
So none of them like going to Joe Mayo's parties because he always gives people a job when they get there.
Hate this.
Yeah.
Hate this so much.
Hate the job givers, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll offer to help. But don't give me a fucking task. I went to a children's birthday party recently where I didn't know any of the children.